We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy
on Triple M.
Ah, Daisy, it's our last Sunday session for the year. And what a journey it has been.
Big one it has been, Bill. And we're finishing it off in style as Melbourne legend Nathan Jones, he joins us.
Good bloke too, Nath. Plus, we're going to ask the Rush Hour family, and what a family it is. We love you all. What's the stupidest question you've been asked?
Stupid? Yes. Well, we'll get to hear you ask some stupid questions in that as well. And speaking of stupid, we've got a massive collection of your stuff-ups from 2021 in the idiot file.
Poor old Fat. But up next, I've got a very good joke. No, I've got plural. Very good jokes. Stand by for that, Daisy. Especially the first one. But up next, we speak to Victorian opener, who's putting his hand up. Doesn't go far. Putting his hand up for the Ashes. Little Marcus Harris.
With the Ashes just around the corner.
Triple M rocks the Ashes.
This man has put his name firmly in the mix to open the batting in Brisbane.
And it's a beautiful century to Marcus Harris. Well and truly in the frame for Ashes selection.
Please welcome Rush Hour favourite, Marcus Harris.
One of your favourites it is, Beans, Marcus Harris. Thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries, boys.
Hey, Marcus, great to speak to you again. And now, come on, tell your family. We're all family to you here. Will you be walking out to, where is it, at the Gabba in the first test?
I'm not sure yet, Bill.
Oh, come on, Harrow.
I know. I'd love to tell you I am or I'm not, but I honestly don't know. So we'll have to wait and see once the boys get back from the World Cup and we go into a camp and see how we go.
Righto, so you haven't been told yet, but if you score 100 this Friday, Victoria take on New South Wales at the MCG, the Gabba, the Wacker, it doesn't really matter this summer, but it's at the at the MCG. What you got to be right in the frame.
Oh, I reckon it would probably help.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if it's been announced yet, but anyway, I'll give you the scoop.
Yes,
we're going up to Queensland once the World Cup finishes. So the New South Wales and Victorian players have to do quarantine that are in that squad. So we'll be going up there and we got a game. I think it came out today. We got a practice game, like an inter-squad match. So a bit like we did in England a couple of years ago. So we'll probably have to wait and see how all that goes.
So what's the actual process? If you do get the nod, you get the call from Chief of Selectors, George Bailey, is it?
Justin Langer,
his coach.
Twin brother. What's stumpy left-hander and
what's
annoying.
The process? Because obviously there's a few blokes who are putting their hand up in great form, you being one of them. When do you actually get the nod?
Well, it's been a bit different the last couple of years. Obviously, with COVID, we've had bigger squads. So generally, they announce a squad and then you get told in and around training a couple of days before the game. So like I said, we'll have that practice game up in Brisbane and then they'll go about picking the side from there. So I assume they'll probably leave it till a couple of days before the first test.
Got 100 in that first game against New South Wales.
Are any of your bowlers good mates of yours up there? Is there any sort of looking after you? Give you a couple of nice juicy ones outside off stump just to get you going in the practice matches?
Yeah, I've asked Gazza to bowl nice and wide. But I'll get Big Hoff to bowl me a couple of half volleys and no bounces, hopefully.
Because we read you've been working on your spin bowling. You went over to the county cricket and averaged 54, 300s there,
oh,
so
boy.
Batted nicely. But you were working on facing spin bowling, is that right? You've revised your batting technique.
Yeah, just been, ever evolving, Bill.
Right.
Like you should do with your craft. You should maybe try it sometime.
He liked that.
Right with that one.
He liked that one.
A real crisp one.
A little chuckle to himself.
Just always working on your game. Over in England, the wickets tend to spin a little bit more, so that was a good challenge over there.
Good.
And I probably bat last year when we played New South Wales a couple of times, I battled with facing Gazza, so
yep.
It was good to last week spend a lot of time in the middle and face a lot of balls off him, and felt like I definitely improved on what I've been working on, but it'll be a different challenge again this week on the MCG wicket, which will be different to what we played on last week.
Also, the Victorian team playing New South Wales this Friday. Will Pekoski, I think he's been ruled out, unfortunately, with that concussion, his 10th. How does he seem around the group, and is he in the nets and things like that, practicing?
I haven't. Well, we've we just got back from Sydney just on Monday, so we've been away for a week, and he obviously didn't come up there.
Right.
So I'm not sure what he's been doing. I saw him today. He didn't train with us, but I'm sure he's doing whatever he has to do with trying to get himself right.
So what is it that he actually does? You have a hamstring, you've got to strengthen it, you take your time. With a concussion, does he just have to rest? It's an interesting one.
Yeah, I don't know, Daisy. I assume it is. I think just with his history, he's obviously cautious about what he can do. And I think the unfortunate thing is that his symptoms come and go a little bit. So I think he certainly has to build his way back into it. When it's once he feels all right, he can sort of run and weights and stuff. But I think it's just around how he feels. So until he has a couple of days where he doesn't have any symptoms, I think it's quite hard to sort of judge what he can do.
Hey, good on you. Marcus Harris, thanks for your time again. Great to speak with the little man. And he's going out to bat at the MCG on Friday. Victoria take on New South Wales. Good luck there.
Thank you, boys.
Get in behind it early, just through the V, okay?
All right, no worries.
Smack him out of the square, mate. Don't listen to Bins.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Under a buck, Jib. Do you understand that? See, there's a nice little double entendre.
Is that what? What, big pardon?
We're putting it out there to the Triple M family.
Yep.
What's the dumbest question you've ever been asked? Now, this was on the back of the other day. It's around draft time. I was telling you the story how I was up in Sydney and had the meetings with all the coaches, and Choco Williams sat me down and said, son, if we guarantee to draft you, would you jump out of this window right now? Now, we're on the third level of this establishment, Bill. And
what did you say?
Well, I looked at Choco and said, absolutely not. What is wrong with you? I want to play AFL footy. I don't want to be given a contract and have broken legs. So that was the dumbest thing.
Draft you.
Well, he didn't get a chance. I went pick two, Bill.
I'm sure
if I was still there at pick 15, he might have had me. But no, that was one of the dumbest things I've ever been asked. I don't know if you've been asked dumb questions or Rabbits, is there any sort of... Has he asked a dumb question to any of the great people on this show?
Oh, he certainly has. Okay. Well, this is to Lauren Arnell, AFLW player.
Because you play for the Western Bulldogs, or you have.
That's right.
And now you're working for Carlton Football Club.
Correct.
Which your job is to, I suppose, get the, what do you call it, the... What are you doing at Carlton?
One was to Lockie Plowman.
And then you always thank Damien Jordan for pushing you to your limits as a junior and making AFL footy. Who is Damien Jordan?
Damien Jordan, have I? I don't even know who he is. To be honest,
never even heard of him.
And of course,
that was on Wikipedia.
This very famous one to Jake the Snake Kostecki.
How fit are you? What do you do? You do a bit of running outside the car? When you're not driving the car.
What's going on?
We put it out there, Rabsy, and the people have lit up the lines.
Come to papa.
Here we go. We got Damien. You there, mate, from Muralbark?
Hello, mate. Hello, guys. How you going? Yeah. My apprentices always ask me, does SH1T always flow downhill? Mm. I said, yeah, generally, mate, unless there's a blockage and then you're going to get covered in it.
Does it? It would.
Yeah, well, that's why it sort of runs at a...
Well, ask Damo.
Is it Damo, what's it got to run? It's got to run 100 mil to every metre, is that right?
Yeah. Around about there, mate. Depends on where you live.
Yeah, depends. Werribee.
Werribee, yeah, exactly. Yeah, then it goes straight there.
Yeah, exactly. Good work.
Who else do you like, Smack?
Drew, he's there. He's down in the Mornington Peninsula.
What's the dumbest question you've ever been asked?
The dumbest question was by a young blonde girl, about 21, and she asked when the Barramundi had their teeth removed. We were going to a hatchery where they can hand feed Barramundi. The Barramundi ran about a metre long. And of course, they don't have teeth.
Oh.
And she asked when they get removed.
Is she thinking of the other one with the teeth? What are they called?
The barracuda.
Possibly.
Or the piranhas.
But no, she was blonde, mate. She was blonde.
Oh, yeah, right. We shouldn't generalise.
No, we shouldn't.
Drewy. Gary in Drysdale. Hello, Gazza.
Hello, Daisy and Will. I am. How are you?
Wilma.
Gazza. Wilma today it is. Wilma. I'm not sure if you've seen that at all.
Gazza, what is the dumbest question you have been asked, my friend?
Well, I was at cricket training one night and this new bloke had turned up, pretty big, solid bloke. And he was looking all right with the ball. And I went over and I was talking to him, just saying, you know, about his bowling. I said, I think you'd be a good into the wind bowler. You know, you get a bit of late swing and into the wind will help you. And he was really paying attention. It was great. And I said, right, we'll get back into it. And before he took off, he goes, just one question. How do I know if I'm bowling into it or with it?
The old workhorse, don't you? You bowl into it. I used to do that and just swing them away.
We got Liam from the Basin.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
G'day. How are you, Lee?
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Good. What are you doing?
Sorry. Oh, I just work today, laying some bricks.
Oh, yes. That's hard work. What's the dumbest question you've been asked there, Liam?
My girlfriend asked me what the hole in the back of the car was for.
It would, dare I say, is that the muffler or?
Yes, meaning the exhaust.
Oh, it's got me worried there for a bit.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's what stuffs Bill, Nath. He can't, he understand
Give
what happens.
Give me some strategicness of it.
After 302 AFL games, our next guest called it a day at the end of this season.
Kick the goal, Nate Jones, from 45, the skipper! Nate Jones with a huge goal on the MCG!
We're not sure who had less sleep in September, the man with two new babies, or his Melbourne teammates celebrating a drought-breaking premiership.
I can't get no sleep.
Please welcome Demons champion Nathan Jones.
Well, I'll tell you what, you left off that rap sheet, Rabsy, a man who punched the crap out of me for about 20 times when we played under-18s. He was at the Stingrays, I was at Gippy Power. Chunk, they called him back then. Jonesy, thanks for joining us, pal.
Thanks for having me, fellas. It was good times back then, Dave. It goes all the way back to when you beat us into the granny, and I'm still dirty about that.
Yeah, well, I apologise for single-handedly doing that, but you played a fantastic game, and I couldn't really get you back in the...
Didn't you have a crack at him back, or you...
Oh, I was 60 kilos. How he presents to this current day.
Did you have the tats then?
You probably did have the tats then. It was the Stingrays.
No tats.
Oh. Still had the bald head and was very scary looking. Anyway, I wasn't going back. Where did we find you today, mate? What are you up to?
Oh, I'm just trying to get a job, fellas. So I've just been at a couple of different meetings, but I've just been floating around. It's been a busy, say 6 weeks with now that I've got four kids, so every excuse to get out of the house, really.
Four kids, wow. So what are we looking? You all dressed up? You got the suit on? How do you present yourself?
I'm actually the complete opposite, Bill. I've just rolled up in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, a pair of sneakers.
Oh, I like it.
What you see is what you get, mate. So it's all good. It's been a fun few weeks, that's for sure. Hands are full.
The players and the boys, or most of them, are back from being over in Perth. Have you caught up with a few of them and got to share in some of the celebrations post?
Not yet. I've obviously spoke to a fair few on the phone, done a little bit of a training session with a couple. I went for a run, the boys that live around me. But obviously, with all the restrictions, we've only been open, what, a week now? So there is a little bit of a get-together for all the boys that played in 2021. They've organised that for a couple of weeks' time, so I'll probably run into the boys there and we'll sink a few beers and reminisce.
So where did you actually watch the grand final, Nath?
I was actually at home, Bill. Obviously, everyone sort of knows that the story taken off. So, I got home and we were settling back in with the twins and obviously Melbourne was in lockdown at that point in time, so it's not as if I could get amongst it with friends and family or go and celebrate accordingly. But, I just sort of sat on my own and let it all wash over me and obviously watched the boys get the job done, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah. How were your own emotions, though? Yeah. Because as we said off the top, 302 games, three-time best and fairest, club captain as many times as you could name. There's no more deserving bloke to have been out there. Unfortunately, you were. You watched it by yourself. How did you actually go with it? Was there... You know, did it all get too much? How was that?
It was like, I think I sort of said this at the time when I did the media leading into the game for that week after retiring, stuff like, you can imagine there was sort of there's the personal side of it and the competitor and, you know, individual footballer and then there's obviously the teammate and clubman and those kind of things. So I was sort of, torn a bit, but it is what it is in the end. You know, I look at it, I controlled everything that I could, gave myself every opportunity, and you got to be blessed with some luck in the game. And unfortunately, after all that time and effort, it wasn't meant to be. But in the end, I think I can sort of walk away and be proud of everything that I've contributed. And, I guess if it wasn't to be for me to win a premiership, the number one thing that I wanted outside of that was for the club to be in a better position than when I got there or throughout those dark times that I sort of experienced, for it to be in a far better position than that. And there's no doubting that that's the case. And, that's something I'm proud of.
Did you cry?
Oh, 100%. There was a range of emotions, mate.
Yeah, good boy.
And I was probably about 10 beers deep, mind you. So,
I love you.
Did I see on the coverage, yeah, the boys are running around with the FaceTime and you're just sipping down a few of the Peroni red tins?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I copped a fair bit of flack for that too.
Nah, that's a nice option, the Peroni red. It's not as good as the Carlton draft.
I agree. But... I'd put a few of those down, and obviously Massey said he'd FaceTime. I missed the first couple, actually, because I was up helping the twins, but I ended up calling them back and got to speak to maybe five or six of the boys and sort of sharing the celebrations. It was nice to see the smiles on their faces and their excitement. And I think the only negative in it all was the fact that it wasn't in Melbourne. It would have been such an unbelievable spectacle, but... obviously, it's been a weird couple of years, but in the end, the most important thing is that the Demons got the job done, and the rest is history.
Testament to the man and the bloke he is, Bill. That's why the D's fans and the players love him, because put the team first, exactly, and just got there and still celebrated with them. Nate, all the very best with what's to come, mate. Enjoy retirement. I see that you're running. Stick to that program because you can stack them on pretty quickly. All the very best, buddy, and thank you very much for talking to us. But most of all, congrats on a fantastic career.
Yeah, thank you, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And a lady with glasses.
Oh, no.
There wouldn't be a final show, Bill, without one final idiot file compiled of the entire year. Now, this, honestly, I know that you put your hand in your head, but... Well, your head in your hand. Could have been a nomination. But whatever you're doing there, I love this. This is the best part. I watch it on the socials when I'm not on the show. It brings great joy and happiness to so many people. So for one last time, Rabsy, press the button.
But first of all, I must welcome our special guest, and it is a great privilege, even great honour. We have a new host, the only player to kick 100 games for Carlton and the Collingwood Football Club. To play 100 games for the Carlton Football Club. So this bloke, old Abdul, he was out fishing out there. He's an Indonesian fisherman. And he was out there fishing. Someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens. Oh, no. Second most downloaded thing in the history of the show.
Of the Rush Hour.
We're in our 11th year.
11th? Hard to say that.
Not really.
Like, wrinkulous. I'll tell you what I've got here in my little hand.
Go on.
Tribunal news.
Oh, no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal. They pick one of the four emergencies and he's there. Yep. So is Marbio Choi.
Yeah. I beg your pardon?
What, Marbio? He's there.
Marbio.
He's there Chol. Also. So Chol.
Yes.
I'll tell you who is doubtful.
Marbio Choi.
Choi. I'll tell you who.
It's Chol.
The three hardest things to say in the world are, Jim.
What?
One, I was wrong.
You find that hard to say.
Listen to mirrors. Number two, I need help.
Mm.
Which I do.
Yep.
Number three. Worcestershire sauce.
Dale Thomas Cup tonight as well.
It is a Dale Thomas Cup.
What did you say?
A Dale Cup. Thomas Cup.
Yeah. All right, come on, Joe.
I think I've got a drinking problem, Jim. The missus asked me to toast some bread for her the other night. So I held up me frothy and I said, here's to toast. No, here's to bread.
Oh, no.
I tell you what, why he's always going to be good. I went out to his house one day. We're going to have a few beers and watch telly. He's reading the Thesaurus.
Oh, no.
Or the Thesaurus. What do you call that book?
Don't say a word.
The book, like the dictionary.
Don't say anything, rabbits.
No, he was reading the dictionary, Jim.
Not the Roget's.
Thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
Anyway, he was reading that. And mate, just reading it like you read a book. He's reading that.
I want you to have one more go at it. It's called Roget's. Thesaurus, It's a thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
No, S. Thesaurus.
Well, it's not a dinosaur. You think it was a bloody part of the old dinosaurus, do you?
Dinosaurus.
Dinosaurus. Collingwood went with Ashley Johnson, Jim, who's a very good player over there with Sturt, which is spelt the same way forward and backwards.
Oh, no.
It's called Apollodrome.
I don't think it is.
No. That would be Sturt.
That's true. That's not right. Yep. Mrs. Egg opened the bathroom door, and there she was, beautifully dressed in a nice revealing lingerie. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Negligee even, but yes.
lingerie. Anyway, the whale man who got swallowed by a humpback whale, Jim, he was on 60 Minutes, Carl Stefanovic. He interviewed him. Stefanovic.
Oh, no.
All right, you know the how it works?
No!
Adam Chera's move to Icon Park, Carlton, is reportedly not yet a fait accompli.
A fait accompli.
Yeah.
He's called it?
Yeah.
A fait accompli.
That's it, Jim. Ukraine.
ROC, yes.
Then Brazil. And then Azerbaijan.
Oh, no. I was going to do not speak, rabbits.
What?
Go again.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
That's what is it? What is it, Jim?
Have a third go at it.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Anyway, they're ahead of Australia, Jim.
Azerbaijan.
Well, that's what I said three times.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Then Burgerjan.
Azerbaijan.
What it meant was we didn't have to get to the tiebreaker question, which was around the country of?
Azerbaijan.
Come on, Bill.
Great Britain, second. That's not a bad effort. Yeah. United States, then Russia, Netherlands, Ukraine.
Yeah, what about your mob?
Brazil, Australia, Italy, and finishing 10th.
Yes.
Azerbaijan.
I reckon, Rabs, he had collectively over that little patch about nine goes at saying that country's name, and not once did he get it right.
No. Azerbaijan. Oh. Make that 10.
That rounds it out to 10.
I just wrote it out phonetically.
It's some of your best work, Bill. That was only a snippet. There is an 11-minute idiot file available on the listener app. So do yourself a favour, loyal listeners, and go just have a go at that. How do you say it? One last time. Make it 11.
You've had that much practice and you still can't get it.
I'm not going to go there, so what do I need to know?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tribunal news.
Oh, no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal.
Triple M. Our next guest played 177 games for the Pies and Lions, winning the flag in 2010.
Number 17, Dane Bean.
Now he's stepping into a house full of people even more notorious than Collingwood's Rat Pack.
This is Big Brother. Welcome to my hotel.
Please welcome Dane Beams.
Yes, I like this, Bill. I love it when someone, a bit like myself and your good self, finishes up their footballing career and goes, bugger it, I'm going to become a reality TV star. Dane Beams, welcome, mate.
I don't know about that, but maybe a one-time wonder, I think.
Well, if Billy's calling himself a reality TV star, and I think he spent more time travelling to South Africa than he actually did in the jungle, you've got all rights to do so. VIP, it was, the Big Brother. How was the experience?
It was a little bit different, Dave. we was in there with a few different personalities. Coming from a football background where a lot of it is, a lot of it's team sport, whereas this game is a lot about deception, lying, trying to get your way through to the end. So it was an interesting concept, but nonetheless, I met some cool people and it was a different experience. But, I had a bit of fun doing it, so that was amazing.
Lies and deception. Maybe you should have gone on it, Dave. But a very interesting house. You got some interesting housemates, as you said, mate. And a couple of them, the lady who was actually worked in the White House, believe it or not, with Donald Trump. She's telling some good stories there. And then, of course, the brother or half-brother to Meghan Markle. So, gee, there were some interesting ones.
Yeah, some different people. Big personalities. A few of them clashed, and you'll no doubt see that throughout the series. But, it was different experience from walking into a group of 50 blokes, that's for sure. So it was quite boring, actually, to tell you the truth.
Actually, but we were bored.
We were bored, absolutely, out of our mind. Was there anyone in there, and this is one thing that we had to overcome, we didn't know who a couple of the people were at the start. Was there anyone in there for you who you sort of, and you're obviously on your camera, you've got your microphone, you don't want to just come out and say, hey, champ, what do you actually do? Was there anyone in there you didn't know?
I've got to be honest. Actually, I knew two people. obviously, Caitlin Jenner.
Yes.
And then Matt Cooper, the NRL player. Yeah. So I knew Matt, obviously, from his playing days. I watched a little bit of NRL back in the day and knew him from then. And then, obviously, he's gone through a few of the same issues that I have. So we've actually connected here and there as well. So I knew both of them. But to be honest, the others, I actually had zero idea. And I purposely made a point of, you know, not really reading up on too much speculation about who was going in there. I got feedback from a lot of people that Jess Power might be an interesting character, and she certainly was.
Yeah. Did anyone surprise you in there, though? That anyone you sort of had a preconceived idea of what they might be? Obviously, a Caitlyn Jenner, as you say, we all sort of know the story from the Kardashians. Jess Power, we've seen a lot of her throughout our TV screens on Maths and whatnot. Did anyone surprise you with being probably a better person you might have gone in with a preconceived idea about? You can say no. No.
We'll take that as a no, Beamer.
I honestly, I didn't really have too many preconceived ideas because I didn't know any of them. And look, they probably didn't know who I was either. So it just doesn't really matter. I guess when you get in there and there's nothing else to do but talk to each other, you soon figure out what each other's like. But Caitlyn Jenner, I guess, is someone that was, I mean, I didn't know really much about Caitlyn Jenner. I haven't taken any interest in those TV shows or anything like that. But, she was actually really interesting, and you forget probably now because she's a female, you forget that she was actually an Olympic athlete as Bruce. So we actually had a fair bit in common coming from the professional athlete backgrounds. So I actually found her quite interesting, and I was actually sitting on the couch last week, and I think my missus got more excited than I was. A call came through from California, and I was like, who the hell's ringing me from California? And I just clicked, and I thought, oh, this might be Caitlyn Jenner. And she called me, and... yeah, we'll chatting for about 30 minutes. We'll talk on all things politics that I had no idea about. But it was an interesting conversation. It just goes to show, look, she's a really, you know, her family are bloody as big as they get over in the States. So for her to be ringing me back here just goes to show she's a really humble person. And I really enjoyed her company, actually.
Good on you. And the charity, of course, Love Me, Love You, very important to yourself.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, I've had a few personal issues, and, you know, thank Christ that I'm back on top of things now. But, you know, during those times, I reached out to Lance Piccioni. So Lance is the founder, and most AFL fans will know that Lance played football at the highest level as well. So he was, you know, not only a, you know, not only does he run a great organisation, but he helped me on a personal level. And, you know, he's a good friend of mine, Lance. So, yeah, there was no better charity to team up with.
So, you're going well, mate? All good now?
Yeah. No, life's good, mate.
Good on you.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Very good stuff, mate. Well, all the best on the Big Brother VIP. We can't wait to watch that. And thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you last time this year, 2021. Looking forward to it. The best of the year this will be, the best quiz, and the questions will be from 2021. The last two contestants for the year.
Are they taking it here?
No, I don't know, but we got Zach from Darley. G'day, Zach.
G'day, Billy. How are you?
How's Darley?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going good. Thanks, Zach.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Daisy. How are you?
Yeah, well, buddy. Well, Darley, the Darley Bombers.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Oh, no,
he's a Bombers
Darley
fan.
Darley Devil's out there.
Well, sorry for my friend here. Zach, you were all over what's happened this year and the midday quiz or whatever we're called, hump day quiz.
Sure have.
Are you all over it, Bill?
Yeah, not really.
So that's Zach, and he's Bill going up against Jack from Pasco Vale.
Jack!
Hey, Daisy, Billy, how are we, gents?
Good, well, Jack.
Thank you, mate. How are you?
Very well, very well.
What are you doing today, Jack?
My students are just finishing up, so just a pretty quiet sort of day, getting them all finished up with their schoolwork. So
you're a teacher. Did you let them watch the Melbourne Cup yesterday?
Oh, they were off, so they didn't have to come to school.
It's
so
a public holiday, Bill.
Yeah.
Only in Melbourne.
Yeah, but he might have gone around to the house and turned them off. Yeah.
Pascoe Vale's in Melbourne.
Right. Correct.
I was just interested to know. That's all right. Who do you barrack for?
I'm a Kangas man.
Oh, no.
Kanga.
You like that, Jack?
Yeah, it's good. That's real good.
So we got Jack and Zach, righto. You ready? Zach, you go with Zach.
Yep.
You got to test your buzzer?
Zach.
Very good. It's working.
And Jack, guess what you're going with?
I'm going with Jack.
Yes. we're away. This. Question one. What big event had Victoria shaking on
Jack.
The...
Zach.
So, I think it was Zach.
No,
I
Jack. Think it was Jack.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard to hear. They both end in ack.
Was it the earthquake?
It was. What number on the Richter scale? Not for a point or anything, but just see if you know it.
Oh, somewhere in the six something.
5.8, but that's okay. Oh. An audio question.
So that was Jack.
Jack.
Okay, one to Jack.
An audio question now for Jack and Zach. Who is the player Jared Healy is trying to name?
Here's one bloke that's getting no attention Jack. Whatsoever. Daily Bale. Dale Bailey.
Daisy? I don't know.
Zach?
Bailey Dale.
Very good.
Bailey
was
Dale.
It? Yeah.
Was it? Righto. Yes. Number three. Who is this boundary rider for Triple M football now?
For Bob James Seabass.
Jack.
Got nothing for you, mate. Get on your...
I think it was Jack.
I think it was Zebra. Yeah,
it was, no, it was Jack.
It was Jack.
It was Jack.
Greg Blewett.
Yes.
Yes, very good, Jack.
That was Jack, wasn't it?
That was Jack. It is. Can you, if you're going to jump in, can you say the first part of your name louder and clearer?
No. Daisy, no. What's the score?
2-1.
Which way?
Jack.
Over Zach. Number four. Who is the president, Joe Biden, talking about here?
I want to thank that fellow down under.
Jack.
Thank you very much, pal.
Is that Zach?
It was Zach. I think it was Zach.
Zach, give it to us, mate.
Scott Morrison.
Yes! 2-0.
Billy, is this to decide
it's
now?
It's a ring-a-ding-a-ding-a, Jack. Zach, whackety-whack, patty-whack, give the man a loan.
His old man's a Rolling Stone.
Yeah, which didn't rhyme with Jack or Zach. Righto, here we go. It's a Who Am I? Jump in when you want. Who am I? Oh,
that was it. Billy.
Yes! Well done. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, we're going with it.
No, Jack.
No, we're not. Oh, no, we're not. Righto. Who am I? Oh, I grew up in Benalla. I began my football career with Brisbane.
Jack.
Oh, Jack.
Jack.
Tom Rockcliffe.
Well done.
That is outstanding. How do you get that? Just a good understanding of...
He's been listening to the show because I wanted to do the next line, which I'm going to do. I'm often called pudding guts. Well done, Jack and Zach. That was very good.
That was heart attack stuff. Yeah.
You're trying to think it's up in your car.
I'm just confused still.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
So here we go.
Righto.
My girlfriend, new girlfriend, Daisy, invited me over to meet her parents.
Yes.
This is what I might have told, but I like it. Before we went over, she let me know that her dad, Dale was his name, believe it or not, was in a car accident and had both his legs amputated at the hips. Apparently, it was a very sensitive issue, as you can imagine, Daisy. So I was not to mention it at all, okay?
Yes, I could imagine so.
So we arrive at the front door. And believe it or not, a dad, Dale, greeted us at the front door. Not seeing his wife anywhere, I'm looking behind him, couldn't see his wife anywhere. I said to him, Dale, it's great to meet you. Where's the other half?
Oh, no. Oh, Bill. Oh, no.
Tell you what, that got off on the wrong foot.
Oh,
it's gone the double punchline.
Bill, no. It's not bad, though. It's better than the rest of them.
It's actually all right. Yes. Where's the other half?
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app. I feel good.